Chapter 2. Making Writing Complete. Skill A. Integrated Writing. Making Connections. Question 1. History. Practice 1. Now listen to a lecture and take notes on the important information.
We all know that Hernando Cortes conquered Moctezuma and the Aztec Empire in the early 16th century. But a lesser-known part of the conquest is the story of the secret behind Cortes's success. We know that he landed in Tabasco in 1519 and subdued the smaller nations there. According to the tales, the people of those nations told him of the Aztecs further inland, and he negotiated their support in the conquest. But how was this possible? How do you negotiate with a people whose language you have never heard? The Spaniards had never set foot in that part of Mexico and had no prior contact with any of its peoples. Cortes did have a priest, Geronimo, who could speak Yucatec Mayan, a language spoken far to the south. Coincidentally, they encountered a local woman who was bilingual in Mayan and Nahua, the language of the Aztecs, which also happened to be the lingua franca of central Mexico at that time. It was through Geronimo and this woman who the Spaniards called Doña Marina or Malinche, and who the Mexicans called Malintzin, that Cortes was able to communicate and negotiate with the various peoples he encountered. Cortes took Malintzin into his entourage as his interpreter slash concubine. Now, from this point on, his success strategy is clear. Via Malintzin, he wins the support of the many non-Aztec nations and makes his way towards Tenochtitlan, the Aztec capital. It would be difficult for modern historians to know who the real genius was behind the negotiations. Cortes presumably knew very little of local politics, history, and customs, and never communicated directly with any Mexicans. While, on the other hand, Malintzin had knowledge of all these things. On top of this is the fact that she was the one who was actually speaking directly to the national leaders. The extent to which she was just repeating interpreted versions of Cortes's Spanish, or whether she was paraphrasing or speaking her own mind, will likely never be known. By the time Cortes had reached Tenochtitlan, evidence suggests that Malintzin had begun to interpret directly between Spanish and Nahua, without using the priest and the unrelated Mayan language, as a go-between. Malintzin largely disappears from history after the fall of Tenochtitlan in 1521. We know she bore Cortes a son, who would later gain a high rank before being executed, and that she served as an interpreter again during Cortes's campaign in Honduras. Some Spanish sources also indicate that she was much more than an interpreter. The soldier Diaz Castillo calls her a great lady who was indispensable to the expedition. Another conquistador quotes Cortes as saying that after God, Marina was the main source of his success. Nahua sources typically depict Cortes and Malintzin together, or even her alone as an authority in her own right. Some sources also indicate that the Aztec would refer to Cortes as Malintzin as well, casting further doubt on the hierarchical nature of their relationship. So, the question that arises is, was Malintzin the true conqueror of the Aztec Empire, and Cortes and his army merely the means she chose to do so?